How the thoughts of others affect me. How the thoughts of others affect me. That's something I've always wanted to know. That's something I've always wanted to apply in my life. How the thoughts of others affect me. Well, I will always be going around this world having the thoughts of others affect me, unbeknownst to me, that the thoughts that others have that affect me are my thoughts that they are thinking, my thoughts that they are revealing, my thoughts that they are acting upon, because there are no others. For every thought that exists in the universe is my thought. Every thought that is being expressed anywhere is my thought. And so how the thoughts of others affect me is inconsequential. It's totally unimportant. It's totally unrealistic. And, you know, being unrealistic is something I should take charge of. My thoughts are expressed by others in my world, by my emotions. What is my emotion about anything? What is my emotion about happiness? Emotions are pretty terrific. They're pretty terrible, pretty wonderful. But my emotions of happiness, when I am so delighted, everyone says, "What are you delighted about? Why are you so happy?" Well, I tell them, I'm happy because I'm enjoying myself. I'm creating in my world all the things that make me happy, all the things that make me delighted, all the things that are fulfilling and rewarding for me. That's what I create in my world. And the thoughts of others affect me as they surround my thought that they see me so happy in and say, "Yes, I can see where that's true. I can see where that is the case. I can see where you are so happy because you're in living in my thought, and I'm happy for you. Oh, I am so happy for you." Now, that's something. As we see other people in the world happy for us, we can see that our thoughts are radiating outwardly. Our thoughts are being revealed. Our thoughts are being fulfilled. Our thoughts are being expressed by ourselves and others. We create others in our world. Why not create them supporting and delighting in our thoughts as much as we do? Because they do. My thoughts are my visualization. And how the thoughts of others affect me is how I visualize them doing it. Now, would your mother ever think that you could do a particular thing that you've never done before and you've never shown any interest in before? And all of a sudden you come home and you say, "Mom, guess what?" And she says, "What is that?" "I have decided I'm going to play the violin." "Oh, how about that? I thought you were a guitar man." "Well, I am a guitar man. But I have several friends who play the violin, and they are just outstanding, just amazing, just wonderful, and they're having such fun doing it." Well, son, if that is your new choice for yourself, I'm with you 100%. Learning the violin would be a wonderful talent for you to do, and I know you can do it. I'm just so proud of you. And that way, my visualization of me interested in learning the violin surprises my mom. But my mom is not surprised at anything about me because she always knows that all the ideas that come into my heart and my soul and my being are things that delight me, are things that fulfill me, that things that just make me so happy and so complete in every way. So I go to my mom and I tell her, "Mom, guess what? I'm going to get on the soccer team. Mom, guess what? I'm playing tennis. Mom, guess what? I'm playing the piano. Mom, guess what? I just joined a musical group and we're playing for dances and so forth, and I am on the piano." "But son, you don't know how to play the piano." "Well, Mom, I haven't told you, but I said to myself, I can play the piano perfectly, and I sit right down and play it by ear, and I am good. and I don't need any music. I don't need anything. I just play it by ear, and I'm fantastic. And I play in the band, and whatever they're playing, I play with them, and I play beautifully. And if I have to lead them, then I think to myself, how does that song go? Da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's in my heart, and I play it. Mom, I can do anything. Mom, it's wonderful. And your mom says, I know, son, I know. I've always known that you can do anything. You see, we create how the emotions and attitudes of others affect us by how we live in our own ideals, our own dreams, our own desires. When I know my own, nothing can touch me. When I know my own thought, nothing can touch me. When I know what I am thinking, nothing can touch me except to go harmonious with what I'm doing. My mom says, you'll be good. That doesn't make me feel I'll be good. I know I'll be good. I am good. I don't need anybody to tell me I'll be good. I don't need anybody in this world to tell me I'll be fantastic. I don't need that. And the reason I don't need that is because I know that is true about myself. And when I live in that, the thoughts of others have no effect on me. They have no impression on me. They just are supportive of what I am believing about myself and what I'm doing in myself. That's all that it takes. That's all that it is. You know, now, thoughts of others are the reaction of my thoughts. Thoughts of others are the reflection of my thoughts. Thoughts of others are my thoughts. That's pretty powerful. Thoughts of others are my thoughts. How do I have the thoughts of others affect me? How does that work? Because they are a reflection of what I am thinking, what I am doing, what I am believing, and what I am right now. They are that wonderful, magnificent expression of what I am right now. And that's all that matters. But you see, I must do my homework. I must do my homework and be that which I am. I must do my homework and know that I am that which I am, and nothing else matters. I must do my homework and fulfill in me that which I am, because that's all that matters. That's all that matters about anything in life. That's all that matters about anything anywhere, is that I am being myself and having fun. That the world is reflecting back to me my thoughts, and all my thoughts are good. All my thoughts are wonderful. All my thoughts are fantastic. All my thoughts are glorious. All my thoughts are my dreams, my desires, heaven on earth for me. How the thoughts of others affect me? They're just sort of a barometer to let me know how I am affected by my thoughts, how I am living my thoughts. The world, as a barometer, is not keeping that attitude that they have from 1 minute to the next. It's like a thermometer that goes up and down. It doesn't keep the temperature that it registers when it's high and registers when it's low. It may have a scale that can do that, but that's not the thermometer. That's a part of the thermometer, another part of it. It's a part of the thermometer that registers that. So it is. The world about me is a reflection of what I'm thinking. And 1 minute it's this, and 1 minute it's that. 1 minute it's here, and 1 minute it's there. It's all a matter of what's going on in my heart, in my life, in my soul, in my being. Now, thoughts of others are the reflection of my thoughts. Now, thoughts of others are the reflection of my thoughts. My thoughts. And what are my thoughts? My thoughts are good and very good. My thoughts are positive and very positive. My thoughts are exciting and overwhelmingly magnificent. Those are my thoughts. And those thoughts say to me that I am the most exciting, most fulfilling, most rewarding, most absolutely magnificent being on the face of the earth, because I am me. Join me, will you? And enjoy your thoughts as a reflection by others of who you are. Because that's what they are. Thoughts of others are the reflection of my thoughts. Claim that for yourself today. And not only claim it, but be aware of it. And look out around you and see how wonderful the world is, because those are your thoughts. I love you. I love you. I love you.